From the earliest days of Christianity, followers of Christ have insisted that Jesus is fully divine, that he is God incarnate. The Apostles' Creed summarizes this belief by identifying Jesus as God's only Son. Today, many people are willing to accept that Jesus was a wise human teacher or even a prophet, but they struggle with the idea that Jesus is also God. Is this a matter on which Christians can reasonably disagree? How important is the doctrine of Christ's divinity?
The deity of Christ is absolutely essential for us. Without it, we don't have the revelation of God that we have in Christ. We have in Christ God revealing himself to us in a way that we can understand as God takes on human flesh. We also in Christ have a God who's able to take on the sins of the world. He's human, fully and completely human, but he also is fully and completely divine and therefore able to show us who God is and redeem us.
The doctrine of Christ's divinity is central to our definition of who Christians are. Christians are Christ ones. And without the central declarations of Christianity, which are Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again, these are the central foundational things that we believe about who we are. And without that, we are people who follow a great teacher who had some individual and unique things to say, but to whom we can compare other teachers and maybe synthesize a philosophy of our own. But the divinity of Christ says because he is Lord, because he is God, what he says about himself and about who we are and what the way of salvation is authoritative and final. And so he defines who we are in ourselves as Christians. And Christianity is definitely Jesus. Without Jesus, it would not exist. And apart from his divinity and lordship, it has no reason to exist except as a historical, an historical philosophy that's interesting.
The doctrine of Christ's divinity, I would say, is essential to all Christian faith. I remember when I was young, I walked past a church and it said, "We believe in the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ." And I thought that sounded really quite strong, and I wasn't too sure that matched up with my vision of the Jesus I loved and knew. And I suppose it's easy to sometimes have a more sentimental view of Jesus and perhaps just the human Jesus. Let's not deny the humanity of Jesus. He was a real human being, and we can relate to him as human beings to another human being. But the New Testament is quite clear that he's more than just a human being. And so it could be the epistles of the New Testament, the earliest parts of the New Testament, they all describe Jesus as divine. And then the Gospels too. There is a clear teaching that he is authoritative and has that identity with God. And so quite clearly, several places in the New Testament to actually believe in Jesus Christ is to believe in him as Lord and therefore as divine, essential, I would say, to Christian faith.
There is many an affirmation of the deity of Christ in the New Testament. For example, John chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then an inclusio with that in John 20, verse 28, where Thomas says of Jesus, "My Lord and my God." And Paul in Titus 2:13 talks about the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Going back to Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, Paul says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." And then in verse 13, he says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And there he's quoting from the prophecy of Joel, and Lord there is Yahweh, the God of Israel. So you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's there given the sacred name of the God of Israel. I think another reason it's crucial is that it's vital for atonement. In his classic work, Cur Deus Homo, Why Did God Become a Man?, Anselm says that the one who atones for sin must be both God and man, because only God can atone for sin, and only a human being ought to. So Jesus is the God-man. And then I think another reason is that only God can fully reveal God. So going back to John chapter 1, the Word was with God and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. So he was God and he became flesh, but he didn't cease to be God when he became flesh.